evening and welcome to another episode of the Bubba and Bobby Show. If you are listening or watching the replay, feel free to join us live each and every Friday at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time on Facebook and YouTube. If you'd like to join in on the conversation, if you would like to be a special guest, do me a favor, reach out. Or maybe if you have a special topic or a topic in general,
or a topic,
reach out at bubbasgarage.tv. I'd love to hear from you. Guys, we're going into this episode tonight with a lot of technical difficulties.
Yeah, that's an understatement.
Nothing is adding up tonight. For some reason, my camera doesn't want to seem to cooperate. It seems a little dim. I got my limo studio sitting in here in front of me. Hopefully, it's bright enough and you can see it. And then, of course, none of our laptops are charging at all. No. None of them are charging at all. I don't know why, but they just decided not to charge. So it's going to be a fun night right here on Bubba Crash. I mean, what's worse that'll happen? I mean, we'll bleep out. Hopefully, that's not going to be the case. But
so if we disappear, you know why.
Well, we're trying. We're not by any means prepared for this. Things just did not work out as expected. Nothing but technical difficulty, but we'll get through them nonetheless. If you cannot hear us, please do me a favor. I had a bunch of comments that says Bubba sucks at this point in time. Hopefully you can hear us. Hopefully we're coming across. Kevin joins us first. Comment, what do I win? Babe, we need to come up with a plan. First comment is a winner of some sort. Right here in Bubba's Garage, we got products on our website at bubbasgarage.tv. I'm sure we could probably come up with some sort of comment winner plan thingamajigger.
That's actually not a bad idea. Yeah, I kind of like it.
I think it'd be pretty exciting. So if you are having problems hearing us, please leave some comments down in the description. Just leave it in the comment box. Let us know that you're having a problem. Or if everything's coming through great, leave me some comments, because I'm not really sure if this is coming through. My volume is up, but I can't hear Bobby, and that's a little concerning. Maybe she might have something important to say, and we're not going to be able to hear her. So if you are having a problem or everything is working, please definitely leave some comments down below. Now, guys, we did not do a live stream at all last Friday. So for that, I greatly apologize. But last weekend was Father's Day. I'm a father right here. I got kids. So I took some time off. Bobby's honey-do list kicked in. If you follow us on Instagram or Facebook, then you probably saw my task list. And it included making some above-ground flower pots.
Now, in all fairness, that's not just a honey-do list. It's something that we both wanted to do. And it just made it for a nice, relaxing, and enjoyable Father's Day, right?
It was fun. I mean, we love our projects right here in Bubba's Garage. Anything that takes us away from the normal hustle and bustle and daily grind. So it was fun. I mean, we're going to wrap up this project this weekend. We're going to do some staining on those boxes.
That's right.
And once we get them stained up, then we're going to plug them away. Well, we're going to put plants in them.
Well, hopefully we can, depending on the weather. If the weather holds up, then we should be able to get them done. But man, it's been a crazy week with weather here.
You know, it has been really crazy in Texas.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because we had a special guest here early this week, and then all of a sudden, well, everything hit the fan.
Yeah.
It's been raining ever since. It's been really, really crazy.
And that's highly unusual for our area this time of year. Usually we're starting drought mode right now.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's typical at this point in time, you're actually watering your veggies like twice a day.
Yeah.
If you're lucky, right? I mean, it's very, very interesting. And we get that spell right here in Texas probably about once every three to five years. We'll get that rain spell during June and July months, which is really exciting. That's when you know your garden's going to grow really good, unless you are Bubba. It doesn't matter what I do. It doesn't pan out. It doesn't grow very well at all. But that's because I was born and raised on a farm and ranch, and I did not pay attention as a kid. I just didn't. I mean, I did not get the green thumb.
You just did what you were told.
Yeah, I did what I was told, and I picked a lot of okra. I picked a lot of okra growing up as a kid. But so I greatly apologize. We didn't come out with a live stream this past Friday. I just
and a huge belated happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there.
Yeah, amen. Happy Father's Day, belated Father's Day to each and every one of you guys out there. I hope you guys had a phenomenal, a phenomenal weekend for Father's Day. I mean, it was really nice for us. Bobby and Shelby actually cooked something special for me. They actually cooked chicken fried chicken. And I don't eat a lot of fried stuff. I hardly ever eat a lot of fried stuff. And chicken fried chicken, it was kind of like a treat.
Well, and not just that, but it was chicken fried chicken on the Blackstone griddle.
Even better. Even better. Yeah. I don't know if you guys tried to do chicken fried chicken on the Blackstone griddle, but it's actually not that bad. And you don't use a lot of grease.
No, that's the cool thing.
So it's been a really busy week thus far right here on Bubba's Garage. We got a lot of things going on. I don't know if you guys know about this. We talked about one of these on our live stream not long ago. And that was a new product line that we're actually going to be launching. And that is Shelby's Art Gallery. Her studio art will be launched really soon on bubbasgarage.tv. If you go out to our website at bubbasgarage.tv, you'll see a coming soon section that's dedicated to her and a lot of her art productions. And it's I'm not going to bring it up too much in detail, but one of her art pieces has created a lot of controversy right here in the Bubba household, if you will. It's one of those art pieces that has a lot to tell.
It has so many different meanings to different people in one art piece. It speaks to people differently. It's not just a typical art piece.
Yeah. So we've talked about it quite a bit. We've reached out to a couple of people to kind of get their feedback and things like that to kind of see what opinions they might have about it. So I'm really looking forward to that. We're going to be launching that up here early this fall.
I'm really excited.
We got three more product lines. Three more product lines that we're going to be launching right here on Bubba's Garage. I'm not going to go into details about those, but I highly recommend doing me a favor. Well, check out bubbasgarage.tv periodically this fall, because those are they're prototypes right now. They're in testing. And if everything goes well, then we will have them out by the holiday season.
That's right.
Yep. So we're really excited about them. They're different. They're an addition to the existing products that we offer right here on Bubba's Garage. So definitely stick around for that. I've been spending a lot of time working on that, working on getting everything lined out, doing a lot of the testing. It's just been really crazy. And then I'll be darned if the world goes mad.
Oh, I know, right?
I mean, I'm sitting here working on this stuff, and I'm planning the big overland trip around the United States, out east, north, and west. And, all the rules keep changing every day. The rules
every
keep changing.
Day.
Y'all know every how day. Many times I have planned this trip around the United States? And do you realize how much time and effort that takes me? I mean, for real, it's taken me a lot of time to plan this trip around the United States. And for it to constantly be changing, it's been a challenge.
It has definitely been a challenge. I mean, you have so many different obstacles out there that you have to pay attention to and plan for and expect to run into that. And those obstacles are changing every day.
It's been really crazy.
Yeah.
It really has. And so we've pretty much, you know, we did that whole Overlander. We got the Overlander by Garmin. We talked about that in our previous episode. And honestly, I think at this point in time, we're just going to use it. I mean, I'm planning the trip. We're just going to take the best route that we can take, and hopefully that Overlander will offer up some campsite somewhere, because we're kind of winging it, you know?
You know, we're no strangers to that kind of travel. We've done it before. You know, you sit there and you're like, okay, we're about an hour away from stopping. Better find some place to sleep. And sure enough, we did it. So, I mean, the best we can do is just – you know, hold our breath, cross our fingers, our eyes and our toes, and hope for the best.
I mean, that's all we're going to do. I mean, we're just going to wing it like crazy and hope that we have masks and we're staying protected and we don't get COVID or run into any other problems. Mayhem right. Country Living 2 says, hello, all. Kevin said, we're good people. I hope we're good people. If we're not, I greatly apologize in advance. We do our best. But one most important thing that I'd like to say is that We're going to be as honest can be. So hopefully you appreciate honesty. And it looks like Mayhem Country Living 2. It looks like you might have a YouTube channel. I'm just curious. Do you? And if you do, let us know, because we'd love to check it out right here on Bubba's Garage. We always are looking for different channels to check out. And honestly, you say country living, and you had me there. You had me at country living. We love the country. We don't live in the – well, we live in the country, but we live in a subdivision in the country. And
yeah,
so
it's kind of half country.
Half country. It's like a tenth country. It's not even half country. It's a tenth country. I mean, for those who follow us right here on Bubba's Garage, you know that I'm having a really hard time storing cars, projects, and things like that right here on Bubba's Garage. We love to work on our Jeeps. We got both Jeep, the Jeep Wrangler, the 2017 Jeep Wrangler Winter Edition. We have the 2016 Black Bear. We have the 1997 Jeep Wrangler TJ. And then we have Project Runway, and we have the Drift Car Project. I need a bigger garage. This is not country. This is 10th country. For sure. Mayhem Country Living says they do have a channel. So, guys, if you're following us right here on Bubba's Garage, do me a favor. Check out Mayhem Country Living 2 on YouTube. We haven't checked them out, but we're definitely going to be doing it.
Absolutely.
The comment is there. It's posted. Definitely check them out. If you're checking out the podcast and you're a little late, do me a favor. Mayhem Country Living 2. So definitely check them out. So this 10th country thing, babe, is not going to fly. we've been looking for a really long time. We've actually eyeballed a lot of different properties up until COVID hit. We were like, okay, you know, we're going to buy a new property. We're going to set up a shop. We're going to move the team out there and have them work out of the shop, the whole nine yards, and I'd have a bigger place to play. Then COVID hit, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to spend no money.
And that's the way it always goes, is every time we always have this conversation, we need to get something bigger, we need to set up a shop.
Yeah.
And every time we start having that conversation, something happens that makes it delayed, and we can't do it when we're ready.
Isn't it crazy? I mean, welcome to the world. And the thing is lately the world is literally changing by the day. I mean, we talked about that just a minute ago when we were talking about the trip. I mean, So the minute I get this trip planned out, I'm so excited. It's like, yeah, that's what we're going to do. This is the forest we're going to be in. We're going to set up camp. We're going to enjoy it. And bam, we're going to have to change the path.
Just kidding.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of, you know, honestly, with this whole COVID thing, that's the part that's really getting old. This hurry up and wait. You know, so we got a notification, babe, you remember this. We got a notification the other day about the school system, and they're starting up a week late. Well, that messed up my plans, because now I have to figure out my plan to start early, right?
Yeah, no, actually they're starting earlier.
Yeah,
so
they're starting
early,
but we have to leave earlier.
Yeah, so now we have to leave earlier. So now everything's changing again.
It's crazy. I mean, it's kind of to the point where it's getting old. And they sent, check this out, guys, check this out. So they sent an email, and in the email, they said, okay, we're going to give you a survey. And out of the survey, option A, B, C, or D. And I'm reading over all these options. I'm really excited. Some of these options are great. Some of these options are bad. But here's the thing. Option D says, the minute a kid or someone in the school comes and gets COVID-19, they're shutting it down for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, the minute. So basically, you're telling me school will be normal for 2 weeks and then it's going to get shut down.
Much.
So I mean, if that's the case, why don't you do me a favor? Skip right on past it and just do D, option D. School's going to be shut down permanently. That way, you know, our daughter, Shelby, you guys follow us right here on YouTube. So she can have a norm. Normally, not, oh, well, it's going to change this week. Next week, it'll be different. Do you realize what that impact is for kids?
Oh, that's huge.
You know what I mean? I mean, give them something normal. Come on. I mean, quit this hurry up and wait crap. You know, they're waiting Texas education, Texas, whatever it is, to get feedback to make decisions. It's like, just go to your worst case scenario and get it over with.
And well, I mean, it's kind of like we're, you know, relating this to our trip. Well, let's take that one step further. You know, right now, everything is so in limbo the parents don't know what to plan for the fall. Are the kids going back to school? Are they not? Yeah. Are they having the whole big thing before school starts like they usually do? And I mean, there's just, there needs to be something set now. Yeah. So people know what to plan for.
Stop this constantly changing every 2 weeks. Just pick the worst case scenario, whatever it is, run with it and make that your new norm. Chris Pine says it's a wonderful life.
Yeah. Isn't it a wonderful life?
It's a wonderful life. I don't really complain too much about it, but this whole hurry up and wait thing really aggravates me because the kids are trying to prepare for that. They're trying to put plans in place, and parents are trying to figure prepare. Out how to balance school and their kids at home and all this kind of stuff. And the all the powers to be are pretty much telling us, well, you know, about that, you know, just maybe in 2 weeks.
We might. Yeah.
2 weeks. Yeah, for real. And in 2 weeks, it's going to change anyways. Why even tell us anything? You know, Farm Boy says, hey, Chris and Bobby. Hey, Farm Boy. I hope you're doing
well. Hey, Farm Boy.
Yeah. Farm Boy's got a lot of things going on out at the farm right now. And he's gained a lot of progress on the house. I've seen it on Instagram. I've seen it on Facebook. I'm looking forward to the YouTube videos, which he has not posted yet. I don't know why it's taking you so long to post those videos. But then again, I think I understand. It's a lot of work. It's hard.
A lot of work.
Get those videos posted. So I totally respect it. But we are looking forward to the build, especially on that bathroom build. There's so many different things that I'd like to do from a bathroom build perspective right here in Bubba's Garage in our own home. But I'm scared to take on a lot of them. just use a lot of silicone and just, make it waterproof as much as possible. But babe, that is the thing is like, so we got this notification, school's going to be starting a week early. And the rules are still undefined. So we don't really know what to do for that. Right. So imagine we're blessed. We've said this many times. So, and for that, I'm very thankful, but we're blessed in such a way that we're able to work remote. And so is Shelby. So there's not, if there is, if she goes to school for 2 weeks and then comes home for 2 weeks, that's okay too. But what about those parents that don't? What about those parents that can't? Wouldn't it be best for them to know that's an issue now, not later?
That's kind of what I was saying before is even parents, because yeah, we are extremely blessed in the sense that we can work around pretty much ultimate flexibility.
Not everybody
where
can.
Where, your typical household, which requires two incomes to make ends meet, those are the people that really need to know what to expect now to make plans for that now. They can't wait until 2 days before school starts to put together a plan to take care of their kids while they go to work.
No, they can't. They need to know. And, I get it. Some companies are going to be accommodating, but a lot of them are, it's going to get old, right? I mean, they're going to learn, at some point they can't count on you as an employee. So that's a little concerning. That is really concerning. And I hope that most companies are going to be a little bit more accommodating, but the fact of the matter is, at some point, they can't be.
No, at some point,
they need you for a reason, right?
Yeah, and at some point, on top of that, a lot of employers are also looking at once school starts back up.
Yeah.
COVID is already spreading right now through the summer. Well, now when school starts back up, if all the kids go back to school, now you're looking at even more of an exposure issue there.
I mean, so we're waiting. So actually, Father's Day was last weekend. Again, happy Father's Day to each and every one of you out there that are fathers. Definitely happy Father's Day. And not long ago, so basically here in Texas, if you guys aren't in Texas, here in Texas and in Florida, we have there's some major COVID spikes going on right now. It's actually so much so that Abbott has kind of rolled back a lot of the plans. He's rolled back the opening of Texas. So Father's Day just passed. Now give it 2 weeks, and I think you're going to see the numbers back up because a lot of people went and saw their parents over Father's Day. And I think it's highly respected. But now that's going around, and so the numbers are going to spike up again. So Governor Abbott closed the bars. I guess the bars are going to be closed again, or are they going to 50%?
They're actually going to, it said delivery or pickup, whatever that means. Maybe it's the grill side is what they're, because they also, you know, a lot of bars also have, you know, kitchens and stuff like that. Maybe so that they can still make a revenue, you know, having delivery or pickup of the food. I don't know what that means, but as far as my understanding is the bars are closed.
Yeah, so things are locking up tight around here in the state of Texas. We do have a new mandate in our county, at least, to start wearing a face mask while we're out in public. So I, you know, I kind of suspected that, thought it was coming. Mayhem says, yes, COVID hit during our house buying, and we were caught in the lurch. It has been crazy indeed. Yeah, I mean, that's scary, right? So you're, you know, now you got to buy a house via a virtual tour. That is got to be very interesting to have to do that. We know a couple of realtors. We know quite a few realtors, actually. I can't, you know, I'm not sure I could do it. I'm not sure that I could buy a house with a virtual tour.
I don't think there's
too many things. So I couldn't imagine. I'm sure that's definitely challenging. Mayhem also says that homeschooling has indeed become ideal as well as working from home. You know, it's kind of funny. Bobby and I were talking about that. Wondering if homeschooling is actually going to be more and more popular.
I have a feeling, especially, you know, this coming school year, I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of people, because in our school district, they're actually allowing, they're discussing an option where if parents don't feel comfortable sending their kids back to school and they can learn remote, then to go ahead and do so.
Yeah.
I have a feeling if that option becomes open and becomes activated, then I have a feeling that you're going to see a lot of parents trying to figure out how to make that happen.
Yeah, I think so too, especially if the parents have the ability to work remote. And I think a lot of companies out there, and if you own a business and you're listening to the stream or after then watching or listening to the replay, I got a couple of things that I'd like to say. And that's really, I feel like it's really important. Think about how you can operate your business and allow your employees to work remote, because working remote, unfortunately, is going to be the new norm to some degree. You got to have that hands-on. You got to be able to do certain things. But do you have to be an administrative assistant and work in-house? Do you have to be a secretary or a that checks patients in necessarily? Some nurses, they actually have to. Do you have to?
Well, I mean, it just depends on, you know, the job duties, but I believe that anybody who is in a position that is allowed or is able to work remote, I have a feeling that's going to be gearing more towards that direction again, if it hasn't already.
I think so too. And I think you're going to get the drive-thrus are going to pick up. We've mentioned this in a previous stream or a previous podcast a while back. I think the drive-thrus are going to pick up. They're going to be offering different things. But, you know, when we talk about child education, you know, Mayhem mentioned this a while earlier, and that was the homeschooling. You know, I think homeschooling is going to be a better approach, because I feel like in the world of remote education, some students, it's just not going to work out.
Yeah, some students, they have to have that in classroom to be able to concentrate or to be able to absorb. It's their learning styles. Yeah. And not everybody is going to be able to be successful being remote just because of their learning styles. And that's where another option that our local school district is discussing right now is that allowing some students to come into the classroom.
And some not.
And some not.
So that's a great question, though. So would you, if you had that option to allow your child to go to school and do in-school learning versus stay remote, given that you had any option and you could make it work, what would you choose? Would you send your child back to school to get an education in the school, or would you prefer to keep your child remote and get an education via remote learning? That's a great question. Bobby and I debated that a little bit, and we got mixed feelings. You know, there's pros and cons to both. So I'm not really sure. Mayhem says, yes, ma'am, it will become a big challenge for some parents to teach their children, but also a great opportunity. I think so too. I'm with you.
I believe so too.
I mean, you're going to get a lot more out of it. In my opinion, I think the homeschooling is going to be, I think it's going to be really popular.
I think it will be.
Breaking it down. I think so.
Because, I mean, like you said, we've had this discussion, you know, in regards to Shelby. And, you know, I already voiced my concern about having her go back to school. You know, not necessarily that, you know, I'm worried about her not being safe, but I'm more worried about her being around people who aren't worried about being safe.
Yeah.
You know, it's opening them up. I mean, they're in this building with, you know, hundreds, almost 1,000 kids all day.
It's kind of one of those things. It's a half baked, right? I mean, it's a 50-50. And yeah. Farm Boy had a comment here. I'd send them to school. They aren't doing much at home. And I see some of that, right? I mean, so yeah. Shelby does a phenomenal job of going into our studies back when we were
in the spring when they, when COVID first hit.
For a month, I guess she had to do school remote and she did a phenomenal job. But let's look at 6-7-year-olds.
Yes.
I don't think they're going to sit there and do that unless somebody's standing over their shoulder.
And that's going to be the challenge.
A child at that point, right? So
that's going to be the challenge. And, you know, I even brought this up in our discussions that, you know, when you have kindergarten, first grade, there's a lot of their education that requires specific types of materials that it might be hard for some parents to get a hold of for them to be able to do the assignment.
Right. So I'm going to jump in real quick. I'm going to change the subject. Hopefully, Jesse, you're still sticking around because, guys, when we first started this episode, I was talking about four new product lines that we're going to be launching right here on Bubba's Garage really soon. Jesse, right there on YouTube, guys, do me a favor, go check him out on YouTube because one of those products he will be prototyping really soon.
Yes.
Really soon. He
yes.
will be the
hey,
first
Jesse.
To have one of those products. Those products will not be listed on our website when he has them. He's going to play with it. He's going to run some prototypes and see what happens. So if you want a sneak peek, I bet you could probably
definitely.
Get it over at Jesse's channel. So definitely check him out on YouTube. I know he's been slammed. We've all been slammed. We got a lot of things going on, but he's going to be one of the first ones to get one of the new products that we have coming out this fall. So definitely check it out. Good peeps, Jesse Rizzio over at YouTube. If you're watching the podcast and the replay, Jesse Rizzo, R-I-Z-O on
R-I-Z-O.
YouTube. Definitely go check it out. You'll get some sneak peeks. And I didn't want to change the subject, but I saw Jesse pop in and I got to say hi to Jesse. And
absolutely.
I'm excited about these new products. You know, we got four new products coming out. As I mentioned, we got Shelby's Art Gallery is coming as one of those. But the other three are going to be some really cool, exciting products for I probably couldn't say. I can't say anything. I got to leave it alone.
No, we got to leave it alone for now.
Yeah, I'll leave it alone for right now. So definitely check out Jesse's channel if you want to get a sneak peek at one of those products coming out really soon. So, you know, back to that, you know, like I said, Mayhem, you know, mentioned the whole homeschooling. I really feel like when you look at this 50-50 world about, you know, Farm Boy says send them back versus keep them remote. You know, I think that it will be dependent upon your child or your children. Mm-hmm. In our case, I'm completely content with Shelby working remote. I do believe that she's going to lose a little bit of the social part of school and education. But also with that, I believe that some of the homeschooling, well, I mean, if you have a parent that can dedicate the time to the homeschooling, or maybe there's an online system set up that takes care of some of that too. I don't know. I think you're going to get a little bit more than this. Well, sometimes you're going to go in, sometimes you're not. You know, it's just, it's havoc, right? I mean, there's no normal part of it at all.
No, and they're still leaving it so much open in the air right now that there really isn't even a way to prepare your kids for what's coming because nobody is making a decision at this point.
Yeah, I get aggravated when they say, okay, well, this is what we're going to do and we're going to change it in 2 weeks. And I don't mind me, my team, Bobby's team, we can change that stuff up. We can deal with it. But when you're talking about our children, and creating some sort of norm for our children, you know, all the stuff that I've ever read in my life, and maybe I'm wrong, they say that create a routine for your kids. you know, and now they're basically saying, well, we said that, but we don't really care. You know, I don't know. I got mixed feelings. It really aggravates the crud out of me that it's this hurry up and wait, and we're going to change it again in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You can't plan anything.
That's getting really old at this point. I mean, somebody needs to start making some decisions and creating some kind of a norm for everybody.
Yep. Yep. I totally agree. Farm Boy says, I know some kids that aren't going to do what they need to do. Absolutely. I don't disagree. I think that is spot on.
I think
you're going to have a lot of your children. Well, I mean, think about it. Let's say they're old enough to stay home. Mom and pop have to go to the office and they're going to work. And then you say, okay, well, you know, I need you to log in and take care of your schoolwork. I got news for you. They're going to be playing, what's the new games nowadays between Minecraft and Xbox and PlayStation? Their priorities are not going to school. I mean, they need somebody there to oversee that, someone there to tell them that. You know, something Farboy mentioned earlier up here, and I want to bring this up, is he said, I saw that Florida just ruled that bars couldn't sell drinks for on-site consumption. I think that's exactly what Texas is doing.
I think that's exactly what they're doing here too. They're just actually allowing you to buy it, but you can't stay there. You can pick it up at the curbside or you can have it delivered.
Keep that social distancing thing going away, right? But all these people are going to do, all they're going to do, I don't know about you, but I just go to my buddy's house. Babe, I'm going to my buddy's house. I'm going to Farm Boy's house. We're going to have a couple of drinks, you know. I mean, that's what we're going to do. And in the end, there's going to be five other people that show up and we're going to all share COVID. I mean, that's just, you know, hey, we need to come out with a new brew, the COVID brew, not the Corona, because, you know, everybody's gotten over that one. It's got to be the COVID. It's got to be Baba stuff. You know, maybe what we'll do is we'll mix some Corona with some hot wing sauce.
Oh, my.
We're going to have some COVID, y'all. Come on over. I don't know. I mean, so we're planning this trip around the United States, and I'm a little concerned that the rules keep changing. You know what I mean?
And Farm Boy actually touched on that a little bit further up in the comment feed. COVID isn't going away, making it hard for vacationing. Yeah, I mean, we're talking about, you know, overlanding. We're talking about, you know, going, you know, east up north, you know, back down. I mean, that's one thing to look at, you know, because you're looking at, you know, gas stations and, you know, stuff, you know, different things that you have to do. But
so I got to tell them about the rig. No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt, babe. I got to tell y'all about the rig, though.
But, you know, you start looking at people who, you know, you can't go to Disneyland right now. You can't go to Disney World right now.
You can use a public restroom all along the United States.
So, yeah, vacationing in general is so hard right now.
Probably not a good idea to travel and have to go to the bathroom unless you got a cup. They got men cups and women cups. So if y'all follow us on Facebook or Instagram, I posted a small, short, 10-second video. I installed our, what do you call that? The porta potty in the rig.
Oh, yeah.
I installed it because, you know, we're doing thousands of miles across the United States, and I got news for you. I'm going to pull over, and I'm going to go in my rig and use the bathroom in a bag. You know, I got mixed feelings about going into a highly trafficked public restroom. I know, I get it. We're guys, so we can be a lot more protective, right? Wear gloves. Yeah, it's going to feel weird. But everything you touch and anything,
it makes it even worse that, you know, usually, you know, like our travels, you're going to go to a rest stop or a gas station that's right off from the road that we're already on. And so if you're on that road, thousands of people have been on that road, and who knows how many of those have used that restroom.
Do you want to count? I mean, come on, the public restrooms in most places aren't really that great anyway. You know what I mean? What are the odds that they're going to be cleaned and sanitized properly? And I get it. You can be protective. You can wash your hands and sanitize and all that kind of stuff. And don't touch your face. Don't touch anything and all that. But, you know, we're also taking this trip. We're going to see some family. And, I'm sorry. I'm not taking any of that with me to see family. I'm just not.
Being as safe as we can. Being as safe as we can.
I'm going to crawl up in my rig and I'm going to use the bathroom. If there's COVID in there, it's going to be a bag. Hey, Bubba and Bobby, how are y'all doing? Hi, Glenda. Hi, Glenda. We're doing good. We're aggravated about the world, but at the same time, I think we're doing the best that we can.
We're hanging in there.
Bubba's garage right here. We do the best we can with what we have, and this is the cards were dealt across the world. So we're gonna travel it as best as we can. We're still planning on our trip. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be exciting, and more importantly, it's gonna be an adventure, COVID or not.
Yes, it's an adventure. It's definitely gonna be an adventure.
Yep. So
in all aspects,
it's Farm Boy says, be sure to take some air fresheners. You know, we have some of those that we manufacture right here on Bubba's Garage, and we're probably going to take a bag full of them.
We're probably going to be taking a lot of them.
And I don't want to go into too much detail. We'd probably get banned or something. But, man, I mean, you know, sometimes you get sick to your stomach or something like that. And the next thing you know, it's pouring down rain. And you know, like I said, it's going to be an adventure, y'all.
It's going to be an adventure.
But that's what makes our travels so exciting is you never know what you're going to run into. You never know about some of the obstacles and the trials and tribulations that you're going to go through when you take them. And
trust me, all of our trips, we've come up with some trials or tribulations that we've had to face.
No kidding. And so, yeah, I mean, welcome to the new world. You know, maybe eventually this stuff will get it figured out, but I don't think so. I mean, it's going to be here a while. Farm Boy mentioned that earlier up. It's going to be here a while. We're just going to have to deal with it. We'll get through it one way or another. How, I'm not sure. But, you know, I highly encourage everybody to innovate and think differently. You know, the world has been the same. You know, the fast food industry has been the same since I was born. It hasn't really changed up that much. You know, this is a great opportunity to change it up, think differently, operate differently. So I'm really excited about some of that and some of the innovation that comes behind it. But more importantly, right now, we got to stay safe.
Or, I mean, even going back, you know, you're talking about restaurants and drive-through, you know, stuff like that. Maybe we need to just go back in time to the 50s, 60s, and 70s where drive-ins, you know, drive-ups were, you know, a huge deal. You know, you sit in your car and you're not going into a restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, exactly, right? So, I mean, you know, so again, guys, we're still planning our trip. It has not changed. We're definitely still planning it. I think if it does change, it might be last minute, unfortunately.
Very last minute.
So you'll know here when we go, you'll probably know last minute that things have changed. But we're traveling in up through the east, up all the way through we're pretty close to the border there in Canada. And then we're heading out west and we're wrapping right back down to South Central Texas. We're located right here in South Central Texas. So we got that coming up. But as I mentioned, we also have four new product lines coming to the BGTV or bubbasgarage.tv website soon.
Definitely checking in.
Yeah, you want to check it out probably once every few weeks. We're going to be making slow changes and modifications over time. You know, again, I greatly apologize. We didn't come out with a live stream last Friday, but it was Father's Day and we were trying to spend some time together and, well, Bobby had her honey-do list, and, you know, I had to do the honey-do list. And,
you know, whenever he posts, I have him doing his honey-do list. Don't buy into it. It's stuff that we both want to get
I'm
done.
I'm going to admit it. I enjoy doing the projects. We just haven't been able to do a lot of projects right here on Bubba's Garage. Yeah. So I really enjoyed doing that. And we built I posted it on Instagram, but we built above-the-ground flower pots. They're like huge 7-foot. By 12-inch above ground planter pots, basically for our veggie garden. We're going to be planting pretty much nothing but okra in that probably this weekend.
For this year.
Yeah, next year we'll change it up. So that's what we spent our time on. So again, I greatly apologize. We didn't do a live stream. We'll be doing another live stream coming up next Friday. Next Friday, we have a special guest joining us. That's Kevin Ryder. Kevin Ryder is from Wilderness Safety Institute. So it's going to be really exciting. If you guys have questions or comments about first aid kits, survival bags, you know, if you guys do some of that overlanding and things like that, and mayhem. You know, if you do some of the country stuff, you know, I need to check out their channel, guys. If you haven't, check out Mayhem
sure.
Country Living 2, the number 2. We're going to be checking them out here really soon. Then you're definitely going to want to stick around for what Kevin's got to say. And honestly, babe, I talked to Kevin earlier today. He is going to rip apart our bag. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. But if he didn't rip apart our bag, that means we're smart. I got news for you. We do the best we can with what we have right here on Bubba's Garage.
Yeah, that's true.
We're not that good. We're definitely not that good at all. Glenda says y'all have an awesome awesome time and safe travel. Thank you so much, Glenda, for that. We're sending some prayers our way because we're going to do our best to stay as safe as possible. Mayhem says Kevin is a great guy, and he truly is. I had the opportunity to talk to him today. It was really exciting. The guy has got so much knowledge. It's just phenomenal. So if first aid and basic survival instincts and things like that are something that you want to talk about, and guys, keep in mind, I'm not talking about just first aid kits. I mean, I'm talking about the things that we as overlanders or we as travelers don't really think about. He will make you think about it. He will put it in your head, and then you got a lot of questions to start thinking about.
I'm really excited for that live stream.
You know, and maybe, just maybe, we'll have a new fifth product that we're going to offer eventually right here on bubbasgarage.tv. So, guys, you do know that we manufacture med kits or med bags, I will say, and we only do limited runs of those about once, twice a year, and we don't do a lot of them. Maybe one day we'll collaborate with Kevin, and then they'll have a special Kevin med bag. I don't know. I just thought about that. You know, Mayhem says for overlanding medical kits. And I'm sitting here thinking, well, we got the bags. All we need is Kevin to say, hey, look, this is my stamp of approval. It is it is Kevin approved. And that'll be interesting. Maybe Kevin and I'll collab about
really
that.
Cool.
You just never know what's going to happen right here on Bubba's Garage. You never know. So you definitely want to stick around to what happens next. And like I said, if you are watching the replay or listening to the podcast, do me a favor. Check us out on Facebook as well as Instagram. We're also on Twitter, but maybe not so much. We're on Twitter.
We're more active on Facebook and Instagram for sure.
Yeah, so definitely if that is something you're interested in, do me a favor. Stick around right here on Bubba's Garage. We're going to have that coming up really soon. And if you're watching or listening to the replay, and you have a comment or a question you'd like for Kevin to answer, add the comment in the description below. And the bottom, add a comment on Facebook, on YouTube. And if you're listening to the podcast, go to Facebook or YouTube. Or, you know, go to our website at bubbasgarage.tv. Send me an email. I'll definitely get those questions answered by Kevin in our upcoming live stream next Friday on Facebook and YouTube at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time.
Absolutely.
Guys, we're going to wrap up this live stream tonight. I want to say thank you guys all so much for joining us here. We really like doing these, and I love going into it without a topic. I would love to hear comments from you guys and let the topic take its place. You know, I really like it that way because then we don't have to stick to any one particular thing. Sometimes folks have questions about our Jeeps. Sometimes they have questions about our V series, and this is a great opportunity for us to talk about them, to cover them.
Yeah, absolutely. And it feels more like a conversation with you guys, which is you guys are the reason that we do this is we want to have that conversation with you.
I always say it best, right here on Bubba's Garage. I say it's funner. I know that it's not a word, but it's a new word right here on Bubba's Garage. I call it funner. And I think it's fun. It's enjoyable. Denise says, Haley says, thank you. Denise, you're very welcome. Thanks so much for joining us here on our live stream. It's a pleasure to have you. And if you're new, again, we are here each and every Friday night at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time on both YouTube as well as Facebook. So, guys, we're going to wrap it up tonight. So, hopefully you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, do me a favor. Hit the crap out of the like button. And be sure to subscribe on YouTube. And if you're a podcast fan, check out our website at bubbasgarage.tv. We have a podcast episodes there, and you can subscribe to the podcast from there as well. We're on Google Podcasts. We haven't gotten our approval for iHeart or iTunes just yet, but those are
not
in
yet.
The work. I guess maybe you got to have a lot of subscribers or something for them to pick you. I'm not sure. We're still waiting on that feedback. I'm not good at this kind of stuff. I don't know what they need, you know, so definitely check out on there. Guys, until next time, we'll see you on the flip side. Good night, everybody.
Good night.